I'm pianist and composer Conrad Tao, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Stella, and I'm 5 years old, and you're listening to Kids Camille on Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Stella. And good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to an all-new week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll start a new Quizlet for you after the music today. Last week on Kids Commute, we listened to the first set of Old American Songs by Aaron Copland. This week, we're going to listen to the second set, which he put together in 1952. Aaron Copland's putting together of American folk tunes was the idea of a British composer, Benjamin Britten, who wanted to put something together for him and his partner, Peter Pears, and they premiered the first set of Old American Songs in 1950. Aaron Copland said, "Everyone seemed to enjoy singing and hearing the first set of folk song settings so much that I decided to arrange a second group of five." And this week we'll be hearing music from the second set of Old American Songs published in 1952. They were premiered by the duo that we've been hearing all last week and we'll hear again this week. That would be Aaron Copland at the piano with William Warfield singing. We're going to start this week with a lullaby. One that you might know, one your mom might have sung to you. And I can attest, I have sung this to littles, and it definitely works. The song is called The Little Horses, and no one's sure exactly where it came from. Some people think it came from African American origin, but musicologist and historian Alan Lomax thinks it came from the American South, Anglo-American, Appalachia, or Kentucky. Like a lot of other folk songs, The Little Horses was handed down through oral tradition, so there are lots of different versions of the words because people just sang it to each other. For instance, here's one version from 1939.
Hush and by, don't you cry, little baby. You shall have, little baby. A coach and six.
And here's another from 1949.
Go to sleepy little baby, before the booger man gets you. When you wake, you can have a piece of cake and a coach and four little ponies, black and the bay.
Aaron Copland used lyrics attributed to Dorothy Scarborough in the year 1929. Here are William Warfield and Aaron Copland at the piano performing The Little Horses.
Hush you by, don't you cry, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses. Blacks and bays, dapples and grays, coach and six of little horses. Blacks and bays, dapples and grays, coach and six of little horses. Hush you by, don't you to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you'll have sweet cake and all the pretty little horses. A brown and a gray and a black and a bay and a coach and six of little horses, a black and a bay and a brown and a gray and a coach and six of little horses.
a beautiful recording of that song, the classic lullaby, The Little Horses, by Aaron Copland with the composer at the piano, sung by William Warfield. And again, I can personally attest that lullaby totally, totally works. I remember one tiny girl just falling out every time she heard it. And tomorrow on Kids Commute, we'll hear Copland's take on an old spiritual. Now, Kids Commuters, you'll notice at the top of the show, you'll hear another Kids Commuter introducing themselves and introducing the show. We would love to have your voices on the show. And all you need to do that, you can find instructions for the script, whatever you need, at our website, kidscommute.org. Record your voice onto a voice memo, then send it to our email address, which is kidscommute@interlochen.org. We would love to hear more of your voices on the air. So many of you answering our Quizlet. Let's get you on the air too. Now, speaking of Quizlet, it is time for our new Quizlet this week. We will ask you this question all week long, and if you get the answer right, we'll send you a little prize pack in the mail and enter your name to win our big monthly prize from Go-Go Squeeze. Here is the question. What was Michigan's first state park? Do you know? Send us the answer in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you're right, we'll give you a shout out, including one. We missed a Kids Commuter last week, so my apologies. And hello to Aaron from Charlevoix, who answered last week's Quizlet correctly. 231-237-7482. Send us your answer, your name, and address. That's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. We'll see you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.